Was it Ezra or was it Nehemiah? Put who is in front of your response and then call me at 318-484-2500. Toll free 1-877-464-2500. We'll do Facebook Live next and we'll be right back.
The unstoppable wait, unstoppable wait.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
But we're going to get it. If you have your Bible, though I see it a little hot in here. We had went to Revelation last week, but I'm going to have to come to Luke this week, moving from Revelation. Luke, the 16th chapter, starting at the 19th verse. But Revelation will be a cumulation of Luke 7:16. And it says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and was buried. And in hell he lifted his eyes, being tormented, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy. Have mercy. Well, somebody finish this for me. Have mercy where?
On me.
And send, watch closely, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is what? Comforted, and thou art. All right. When the tables turn on last week, we talked about God shall wipe all tears away. And in that other part of the verse in Revelation, it talks about hell. Well, it's hot as hell right now. So now, if you don't want to get to hell, if this heat is too much for you, you don't want to transfer and go to the next hottest place than where you are right now. Our air conditioners have quit doing what they're supposed to do. We really should have had church in the fellowship hall. But hell is real. Listen closely. We always talk about heaven. And whenever someone dies, we say, well, they are going y'all know it. Y'all know it. Y'all know the person in the Bible. Thieving, lying, backstabbing. But they going to heaven. Well, everybody who says they're going to heaven, sure ain't going. And some of the folk that you think gonna be there, they're gonna have a new address with hell stamped on it. And I understand we try to make families feel comfortable and let them know that everybody's not going to hell. The Rev cannot preach you into heaven. Now, through the teaching of the Word of God, you can be guided to heaven. But there's no amount of preaching in the Word can place you in heaven. Real trying to make it to you. My boy, come go with me. But through the Word and the teaching Word, the taught Word of God, it can get us to this fabulous city where there be no more deep, and where the Sabbath would have no end, where Jesus dwells, where the fallen angels are. Certainly the Bible, through its teaching and through the instructions of this Word, can get us to heaven. But your no good way can get you to hell. Let's watch out a little bit here. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously. He ate well. He really didn't deal with neck bone. But he fared sumptuously, which means that he would wake up. Servants would have his breakfast prepared, his noonday meal prepared. His evening supper would be prepared. He fared sumptuously. He didn't worry about where the next meal was going to come from because he had it all. You name it, he had it. If he didn't have it, he had to get it. That purple, his linen came from a shell that was dyed, that was expensive. So his clothing was even expensive of that day, because it took a certain shellfish to extract the dye in order to put it in the linen. So those who had a little money could stroll around the city. And everyone who was a little broke like me could only look at the rich man and admire his or her attire.
Yeah, yeah.
But the text says he fared sumptuously, he ate well every day. He didn't go hungry, he ate well every day. But there's a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was at his gate. He just wasn't at his gate, but the text declares that he was full of sores. That he had a skin problem. And therefore, he was not able to enter in. He had to stay at the gate. He couldn't come on to his property. Because he looked diseased. And y'all know how it is. If you look diseased, we don't want you around our property.
Yeah.
And he was full of sores from head to toe.
Yeah.
And he was desiring with the crumbs which would fall from the rich man's table. He tell the rich man, look, I'm at the gate, but just give me the crumb. You don't have to give me the T-bone steak. But just give me the leftovers.
Yeah.
Then he broke it down from the leftovers to the crumb.
Yeah.
Which would fall from your table. And I could be satisfied with the crumb. Well, as a rich man would have it, they had dogs. And the text declares that moreover, the dogs came and lick their sores. I call them lick 'em and sick 'em. Or sick 'em and lick 'em. For the dogs were actually to eat him up at the gate.
Yeah.
But the dog licked the sore. The dogs did not harm the man. Who knows when God is in the place? Irregardless of what the situation may look like, you're gonna be all right. When God is on your side, although the situation looks mighty bad, who in the house knows that he has the ability to turn it all around? Just because it looked one way, God can turn it around and make it your way. Your worst day can come around and become your best day. Tears can be turn around and become smiles. Because God has the ability to turn it all around. Oh, my word, come go with me. Has God turned it around for someone in the house? Has he really turned it around for you at some point in time in your life when you thought you were about to give up and give out? You were just about to quit and just get away and just say...
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and discipled